The Navi in the Haftarah of Parshas Va'era says the following: Ben Adam, sim panecha al parei melech mitzayim. It's a call to Klal Yisrael, not just to Klal Yisrael, but to every Ben Adam. Sim panecha, pay attention, careful attention, to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. There's certainly something to learn from every person mentioned in the Torah, every Maisa. And usually we go through these Starim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, focusing on Moshe or on Aaron. Here the Navi is saying, it's calling to us, because it can kind of slip through the cracks. Sim Panecha al Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Imagine if we made a case study of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Try to understand this individual. He's getting slammed, Makkah after Makkah.
Right.
And he refuses to let B'nai Yisrael go. In the beginning, even his advisors went along with it. People were okay. But as time went on, nobody could figure out, why hold back? Why not let them go? Now, the simple pshat would be, because the pasuk says, "Vayechazik eslev parai, vayachbed lev parai." And if it means that Hashem hardened his heart, so then we understand. Maybe Paro would have wanted to let them go, but Hashem didn't want him to let them go, so that the whole sequence of the Nisim and the Makos should take place.
Why would we blame Paro? The Eibush made his heart, and made him stubborn.
Five Makos, there was no Vayechazik a slave Paro. Paro hardened his own heart. But especially according to the Rishonim, who don't learn Yechazik leparai, Hachbadas leparai, that Hashem hardened his heart to be, that Hashem took away his Bechira. Adrav, some Rishonim learn that Hashem didn't want to twist Paro's arm so that he would let B'nai Yisrael go. It shouldn't be against his will, against his Bechira. Some Rishonim learn that under the duress, Paro was very ready to let B'nai Yisrael go, meaning that he had lost his Bechira otherwise. And Vayechazik Hashem Esei Paro means that Hashem gave him back his Bechira so that he can make a rational
decision.
If that's the case, that means that each and every time Paro analyzed the matzav, thought it through, and said, I'm keeping the Yidden. What was it about the Yidden that he wanted to keep them so much? Was it because they were a mighty nation, very powerful people, that they were doing all types of important projects for him? They were working out in the field. Chazal said that he would send them to the Sadis to hunt animals or to build Pisum and Ramses. Chazal said every single Shabbos it would fall, they would have to rebuild it again. It wasn't like there were tons of Yosefs out there that he would make them advisors in Chacham V'Novan Kamoicha. He wasn't using them for their wisdom. He could have replaced them. He was a powerful empire. He could have replaced them for another people. So he needed the Yidden. So what's the pshat? Sim panecha para melech mitzvah. So the Sfarim tell us there's a musa called Shechinta Begalusa, that the Shechina goes into Galus. What does it mean, Shechina? So the Sfarim explain that Shechina represents the Malchus of Hashem. Shechina is the manifestation, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Hashem Himself, Atzmus HaYisparach, that's Ein Sof, we have no Hasag in that. But Hashem wanted to reveal Himself, and that revelation in which that a Nivra can come in contact with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called Shechina. And in the Sfarim, that's the sphere of Malchus, and the Shechina is called the Malchus of Hashem. And when the Malchus of Hashem is not in its place, and its rightful place is with Knesset Yisrael, because we know how, in our humility, to reveal the Malchus of Hashem in this world, then it falls to the hands, Chas V'Shalom, of the Malchei Umas Olam. to the other nations of the world. And when it falls to the other nations of the world, it falls into the hands of the melech of the Umas HaElam, and Bifrat, especially by the nation which is the makom of Golus for Klal Yisrael. So wherever Klal Yisrael have journeyed throughout the years of Golus, so the Iker Shechina is by the melech who ruled over that country, that place where Klal Yisrael resided. When Yaakov and the Shvatim went down to Mitzrayim, there was a very big nechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov, because he was a broken man to have to go down to Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us that Hashem says to Yaakov, 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 Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayima, V'Anoichi Elcha Gamalai. I am going down with you into Mitzrayim. And I, Gamalai, I will also take you out. And the Zohar explains, Gam Aloy, the Riboy, is that when you go out, then the Shechina will go out as well. So Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayim means that the Shechina was going down with Yaakov Avinu into Golas. And Chazal tells us that Kol Zman, that Yaakov Avinu was still alive, the Shibud didn't begin. And as long as even just one of his children were still alive, the Shibud didn't begin. Why not? Because they understood the secret. And because they went down with Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayim, that the Shechina would be with them. And as long as they had the Das to keep the Shechina nearby, that they knew how to be a good friend of the Shechina, a Shachin Toiv, then the Shechina didn't fall into the hands of Mitzrayim, into the hands of Pyre. But as soon as Vayomas Yaakov and Yosef Choladorahu, then Vayokam Melech Mitzrayim. Vayokam Melech Mitzrayim means that the Shechina was now the Galusa in the hands of Pyre. This is the secret of what's called Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. It's not pshat that there's a Melech Yisrael and there's the Malchi Umas HaOlam, and the Malchus Yisrael is unique, which it is, and separate from Malchus Umas HaOlam. When there's an afil of the Malchus Yisrael, so then the Malchus Yisrael falls and scatters into the hands of the Malchus Umas HaOlam, but it's still the Malchus around the world always is still called the Malchus of Hashem. It's called Malchuscha. Your Malchus Hashem is Malchus Kol Olam. All the worlds, all the Malachim, is the Malchus of Hashem. Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha. The Malchus belongs to you. That means to say that Paroi has a connection to the Shechina. He has a connection to the Shechinta Begalusas in the hands of Paroi. Just parenthetically, that's why the Gemara says, Gemara makes a memra, that if a person hears, sees, knows that a melech of the Umas HaElam is nearby or is in town, a person should run to go see him. Why? So that you can discern eventually the difference between the melech of the Umas HaElam and the malchus of Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's what it says. Go there so you'll be able to tell the difference between their malchus and our malchus. So it's puzzling. What's the comparison even? Why would we even think that this should be a dogma of the malchus of Melech Mashiach? That there should, are we? It's like comparing apples and oranges. L'char. But Elamai, Chazal are teaching us that even in a regular melech, from the Malchi Umas HaOlam, the nation of the world, there's a nitzitz of the Malchus Hashem. And that's the reason why in halacha, there's a mitzvah to be machabir every melech, even Melech Umas HaOlam, and even to make a bracha on a melech from Umas HaOlam. And that's why Hashem commands Moshe in the parsha. It says, Vayitzavim. He commanded Al Moshe and Al Haran Al B'nai Yisrael. Rashi says, what did Hashem command of Moshe and Aaron and B'nai Yisrael? Kavod Malchus. You have to give
respect for power.
Respect for power. Now, the Chassam Sefer has a very beautiful pshat. The Chassam Sefer says, the reason why Hashem commanded Malchus, the Kavod Malchus of power, is because if he were to be Mevazahim, which he certainly deserved, so then Bizui to a person, Bizyonis, causes Kapara. And Hashem Yisroch didn't want that Paro should have any kapara so that he would be able to bring the makas on Paro. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Akopanim, the reason why there is Kavod Malchus, even for Paro, and Hashem was Metzava Moshe and Aaron in that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're looking for the Shechina is by Paro. And Moshe spent his whole life searching for the Shechina, He wanted to know, where is the Shekhinah? And when he came to the Sneh, Chazal say that he found the Shekhinah in the Sneh. And what was the message that Hashem told him in the Sneh? Go to Paro. I'm sending you to Paro. Moshe says, why am I going to Paro? Why would I want to go to such a filthy place? Teretz is because the Shekhinah is there. And if you're looking for the Shekhinah, you'll find it by Paro. And that's the remez in the beginning of Parshas Bo, that Hashem says to Moshe, Boy el Paroi, ki ani hechbarati es libay. Boy el Paro means go to Paro. You know why go to Paro? Ki ani, me, the Shekhinah, hechbarati es libay. Here, hechbarati doesn't just mean I hardened his heart, it means I was machabit his heart. The reason why I was mitzavi you and Kavan Malchus is because I'm there. I'm in the heart of Paro. Because Shekhinah bigalusa. So therefore, if you're looking for the Shekhinah, boy el Paro. Ki ani, hechbarati es libay, Hashem says. So el Paro is the gematria Shekhinah. That's boy el Paro. If you're looking for Shekhinah, el Paro. You're going to find it by Paro, ki ani hechbarati es libay. No. Paro has the Shekhinah begalusa. And one of the reasons why he considers himself to be godly is because the Shekhinah is by him.
The Shekhinah is by him. Yeah.
So now, push comes to shove. Hashem Yisbarach says, you have to let the people go. Paro says, no way. He can't let go of the Jewish people. You know why? Because he can't let go of the Shekhinah. Can't let go of the Shekhinah. It was only that the Makkah, after Makkah, he had the ability to let the Jewish people go. But that meant letting the Shekhinah go. You know what it means to let the Shekhinah go? The Shekhinah is the life force of the entire world. This is the connection with the Bana Shalom. This is the Melech Machi Amlach.
So he realized that he actually
No, he didn't realize it. But like the Gemara says, "Ihu loychazi mazal loychazi." I mean, he didn't know why he couldn't disconnect from Klai.
Disconnect from Klai. Right.
But he couldn't. It was only because by the 10th Makkah, Makkah's Bechoris, that he saw that already the Malach HaMavos is in his house, that he lost his Ben Bechor, that he realized, if I don't give them up, I'm next. There's nothing else left to do. It's either I let go of Bnei Yisrael, which means I let go of the Shekhinah, or I lose my life. So he had to let them go. And it made sense to let them go. He was forced to, but it made sense. He'd make the choice to stay alive rather than to hold on to the Shekhinah. But look what happens later. In the beginning of Parashas Beshalach, Vayhi Beshalach Paro Es Ha'am, he lets the Yidden go. And the next pasuk, Paro says, Vayahafech Levav Paro, Vayomer Mazai Sasinu Kishilachas V'nei Yisrael Miyadim. How did we do this? How did we let them go? Paro can't understand. How did this happen? What do you mean, how did this happen? You had 10 Makos. You chose to let them go. What do you mean? How could he even change his mind? I mean, what's the sorrow to go back on it? Meaning, he knew that the next Makkah, if there would be another one, means that he would lose his life. But he thinks what? That it's worth it to take Bnei Yisrael back? To run after them? Knowing that the Jewish God would kill him? How do you make sense of that? What the pshat is that the kesher to the Shekhinah HaKadosh is such that if a person has kesher to the Shekhinah, it's a different type of a life legamri. And once he had the Shekhinah in his life, and he let go of the Shekhinah, living a life now without the Shekhinah was marmi maves. It wasn't a life anymore. It wasn't a life worth living, Mosh, to live without the Shekhinah.
He was able to understand
that. He wasn't
that.
Able to understand it, but he knew that by letting the Yidden go, he let go a part of his life. The most important part of his life is now missing. Whatever feeling of chayim which he had, whatever type of breath of life which he had, before and now after sending Bnei Yisrael away was different.
So he understood that the Yidden, the only reason he has the Shekhinah is because the Jews were there.
There was something. He can't put everything together. He wasn't the Talmud Chacham, but he understood that by letting the Yidden go, there was a part of his life which was torn away. It was oysman. She couldn't live like this anymore.
He needed the Yidden to be there the whole time.
That's right, because having the Yidden meant having the Shekhinah, and that meant having that kesher with the Melech Malchi Amlachim. That was his Malchus. That's why the Medrash says, Vayihi b'shalach paru esa'am. The Medrash darshins, Vayihi is a lashon vay, is a lashon of tsar, a lashon of pain. So the Medrash says, who said vay? So the Medrash gives many explanations who said vay. One explanation is, paru said vay. That's called Vayihi b'shalach paru. Paru is the one who says vay. Because Bishalach Paro is Sa'am, Paro is the one who screamed. Why did Paro scream? Because he let the Yidden go. Not because he lost the Yidden. Because he lost that personal kesher to the Shekhinah. That's why even Vayehi Paro is Gematria Shekhinah also. Paro said Vayehi, he said Vay, because he let the Shekhinah go. And the Shekhinah to understand a little bit more deeply what's mein Shechina. Every single person is gifted with life. Hashem gives us a gift of life. He gives us chayim. Everybody is a bar chayim. What's Shechina? Shechina is the root of all life. The place where everybody's life comes from is the godliness in the world called Shechina. The Shechina is what's called Va'ata Mechaya Es Kulam. Hashem gives life to everything. Kulam is Melech, same letters of Melech. The Malchus of Hashem is Mechaya Es Kulam. And on this, the Pasuk says, David HaMelech in Tehillim, Ki Imcha Mekor Chayim. There's something which is called Mekor Chayim, and that's called Imcha. And that was the Imcha which went down with Yaakov. Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayma. Mitzrayma is Gematria Shechina. That the Shechina went down with Yaakov Avinu into Golus. That's called Imcha, and that Imcha is called Mekor Chayim. It's the root of our life. And Paray, he had his own life. But once he detached himself from the Mekor HaChayim, so running after the Shechina HaKadosha wasn't running after like a good pleasure or some type of Tosefes. He was running after his Mekor HaChayim. And he ran after Bnei Yisrael, and he ran after the Shechina. And when the Shechina crossed the Yam Suf, he went into the Yam Suf too. Zekeli v'Anveyu, Chazal said that they pointed, they looked up, and they thought the Shechina was in the Yam. The Yidden saw the Shechina that was with him the entire time in Golos. And Paro said he ran after it. And even though it cost him his life, Chazal said that he drowned in the Yam Suf. But it was worth it. You know why? Because he was running after the Shechina, which is the Makor HaChayim, which is his higher life. He couldn't live with it, with his downgrade in life. He had to live with the Makor HaChayim, which he was used to all these years, that he had Klai Yisrael with him.
He was a holy man, actually, at the end of the day.
I can't say that he was a holy man. Yeah,
but he's a very spiritual man.
Well, it's the Makor HaChayim. You don't have to be spiritual when it comes to Makor HaChayim. This is something which is... Everybody is nursing, so to speak, from this Makor HaChayim, the root of this life. It happened to have fallen to him because he was the biggest Rasha, and he was the Melech of Mitzrayim. Not because he earned it, not because he deserved it, but because he was the biggest Rasha, he was the biggest Rasha, so it fell to him. But he ran after the Makor HaChayim. What we learned from Paro was a Gevaldik lesson. And he even has a Shira. Chazal say, look in the Pasuk, Omar Oyev, Erdoif Asig Achalik Shalom. Paro says that. He's running after what he calls Achalik Shalom. He's running after it. It's part of the Shira, and the Zohar makes big drashas on these words. Paro has a chiluk in the Shira because he's running after the Shechina too. The Shechina is what sings Shira, and Paro has a chiluk in that Shira. In fact, the Medrash even learns Michamecha Beilam Hashem. Paro said that pasuk too.
That was also Paro's pasuk. Yeah.
Wow. What we see from Paro is a gevaldik makar, a gevaldik limud. Is that a person has life, but when a person is connected to the Shechina, and even when Chazal speak about Mesiras Nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean giving up your life. It means ascending to a higher life. When a person does something for the Eibishter and attaches himself to God, it's like plugging in a cord into a socket. It makes it back to life. He's attaching his chaim to the Makar chaim.
And how do you do that?
The Torah, mitzvahs, avodas Hashem, l'shem shemayim, l'shem Hashchina, but especially Shabbos Kodesh. The secret of Shabbos Kodesh is Hashras Hashchina. That's what makes Shabbos special. It's not just the Zmir, it's not just the Tfilis, it's not just the Begadim of Shabbos, it's not just the Cholent. If a person did that on a Tuesday, then he would say, there's nothing. You can't sing the Chadoidi on a Thursday night and make pretend that it's going to be Shabbos. That's for children. They could make Shabbos party on Fridays. But for us, we know better that Shabbos is Shabbos. It has to only... What's the secret of Shabbos? Tayameh HaChaim Zachu. The whole secret of Shabbos is the Makar HaChaim. That the Shechina has a Hashuas HaShechina on Shabbos. That a person, he's a bar chai throughout the week, but when Shabbos comes, he attaches himself to the Makar chai. And that's why on Moitzei Shabbos, when we do Avdallah, Chazal make a drasha, Shavas vayi nofash. What does Chazal say? Vay nofash. Vay of the nefesh. Woe to me that I lose my neshama yaseira, my connection to the Shechina. The very same vay which we find by Paroi, vayihi b'shalach Paroi, is the same vay of vayihi Shabbos Vayinovash, Vay of the Nefesh, that it's the disconnect from that Kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Connection to the Shechina. And that's why Shalosh Shuddis is considered to be a zman of tremendous gaguin for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yiddi Nefesh, Avarachaman, all the Zmiris are very heartsick, called Raivid the Raivin, the root of all Ratzon, means that on Shalosh Shuddis it's Neskala that my Ratzon is connected to a higher Ratzon. That's called Raivid the Raivin. That the root of my life is really a Kadosh Baruch. That's Neskale and Shalosh Shuddis, and that's why by Shalosh Shuddis time, when we have to leave Shabbos, there's a vay of the Nefesh. That connection to the Shechina, which is so palpable, which is so real. Because as Shabbos begins and it goes on, Shabbos gets better and better. Shalosh Shuddis is the climax of Shabbos. Shabbos is called Kodesh. The Gemara says, Malin ba Kodesh, Ein Maridin. Anything which is Kodesh never goes down, it only goes up. So Shabbos Kodesh, and you see from the Ari, Shabbos begins on a lower plane and then it goes higher until it hits a peak by Shalosh Shuddis time. And then at that moment, Vay of the Nefesh, and we need the Besamim to allow us to have that breath. And the Malava Malka, which eases us back into the week, these are mechanisms to give us a Nechama for the loss of that, of an unplugging
from the Shabbos.
From the Shabbos, which is the Makar Chai.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So this is what the Navi says in the beginning of the Parasha. Ben Adam, Sim Panacha al Pare Melech Mitzrayim. Look what you can learn from Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Like David HaMelech says, Be'oiv Aisechak Meini. I learned from my enemies. The Omar Oiv, I learned from my enemies. I learned from my enemies. Very big Yisraelis. Yekom Alam Da Hiskalti. Sim Panacha Pare Melech Mitzrayim. Not just Paro himself as a person, but as Pare Melech Mitzrayim. With the Shechinta Begalusa Malchus Malchus Kalala.
That was beautiful, by the way. That was